You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sounds like there's a clock in that music. That clock already expired. Yesterday's 6 o'clock trade deadline, Major League Baseball, come and gone. The Guardians. Adding nothing to the team that will help this playoff push, but also not subtracting anything from this team, Andy, that you would think would significantly help the playoff push. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. I say that because Shane Bieber hasn't pitched yet at the major league level, and it's August.
Okay.
And you know, my fingers are crossed for Shane that he's good to go and everything else. He's had one setback with his situation. Sports Illustrated's Tom Verducci said the biggest gamble at the trade deadline was the Blue Jays trading for Shane Bieber.
Really?
Yep. Biggest risk, the Blue Jays trading for Shane Bieber.
Really?
Yep. Because of the fact that they're kind of counting on him to maybe be a force down the stretch here, and he hasn't pitched in the majors yet. And said if he's, you know, if he's Shane Bieber, like he used to be, he's their second or third starter come playoff time. But it's a big risk. And I think, well, that's an interesting thought. I don't know if it's a big risk or not.
I don't think that's a big risk. Really, if they lose and he can't pitch, then he's going to go back on the IR
or the DL. But it's this. They made a move to add starting pitching with a guy who may not pitch for them. You would think he will. But there's no guarantee that he comes back, you know, like he used to be, strong, whatever. That's why Verducci says it's a risk. I think it's interesting. I don't think it's a risk.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's a risk for the Guardians either, because they've been getting pretty good starting pitching. And yeah. I don't think it's.
Somehow or another, the Blue Jays are in first place in the East, so they're something, right?
But without question, but they went out to add starting pitching, and they've added a guy who may or may not be a big contributor for them down the stretch, and they're kind of banking on that. So I get that. Your Guardians didn't sell off their team.
Right.
Is that okay? Is that what you wanted, Guardians fans? They also didn't bring in anybody to help this year for this team. Not a soul. They traded away Paul Sewald. Paul's only pitched in a few games this year. I think it's 18 games. Mm-hmm. He's had some injury issues. I like Sewald. I think he's a good relief pitcher. We'll see what they get for him down the road. You never know. They could end up getting a player from Detroit who ends up becoming a good player here. But they kind of just stood pat, Andy. Okay. And I don't have an issue with that.
Okay, I want you to stand back for a second and just kind of look at the big picture. Let me ask you this question. What do they do in the offseason coming into this year? Virtually what? Virtually nothing.
They didn't do a lot in the offseason.
So what did they do at the trade deadline? It kind of mirrors what they did in the beginning of the season. Virtually nothing. So I don't think you should be surprised. In fact, we were so riled up about the thought of Kwan getting traded that the fact that he's still on the roster, I think most Guardians / Indian fans feel like this is a win. Like they didn't lose. You know, the dealer had, you know, I don't know. You're even. Dealer had 20, you had 20. Now we're walking away from the table. No harm, no foul. It's kind of how I see it.
Okay.
I'm not, I mean, the emotional part of this is, was yesterday, was going up and down, going, I wonder if they're getting rid of Kwan. Are they going to keep Kwan? Or, and then we're sitting here trying to live on, you know, tweets and stories by reporters from all over the place. And as I said to you guys yesterday, the one thing you got to remember with this organization, and I think it stood pat, you know, ever before Chris Antonetti with Mark Shapiro, was there are only two kind of deals, ones that are done and ones that aren't. And they just didn't make any.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it too. Because to me,
this team has played good baseball down as of late. They're knocking on the door. But I also don't think that there's enough here all the way around to justify a significant investment in this group right now. It's really, Andy, it's a real fine line. It's threading the needle. It's whichever thing, whatever cliche you want to throw in there. But I would have been a little disappointed had they thrown any significant future assets at a rental or somebody of not real significance to come in and help this team. I'm real comfortable with letting this crew play it out and see what they could do. And I also think it would have been disappointing had you not received, for instance, if Kwan was actually out there and all the national guys were reporting there were talks going on. Well, there should be talks going on. And Chris Antonetti actually said yesterday, here's what we told Steven. We really appreciate him, but obviously so does the rest of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
That's code for, boy, were we getting calls on you. Well, they should. That's what the trade deadline's all about. And the Guardians didn't hear what they wanted to hear.
I wonder how many calls they actually got, though.
I'm sure there were more than a few.
There were people trying to push the narrative. There's no question, because Morosi's not out there. And I'm just saying Morosi because he was probably the biggest.
And he was on our show earlier in the week.
Newsmaker yesterday, as far as Kwan was.
He did a good job.
He was getting information from somewhere that made him want to send things out on social media. Now, I don't think any of that was coming from here. That's me personally. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But someone was pushing an agenda yesterday and trying to see how far they could push the Guardians to let him go. And again,
either that, Andy,
they
or
stood
they
pat to their core principle, though. I think that if they had a bar that they were that's where the negotiation really starts. No one hit the bar. So,
and good for them is the way I look at it. Yesterday, Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com, who knows his stuff like crazy, gave a different perspective on Bieber that I hadn't given a whole lot of thought to be perfectly honest, and maybe I should have. But my thought had been, if Bieber was going to pick up his option for next year, then I wouldn't trade him. I would keep him and put him in this rotation. Anthony's perspective was maybe they didn't want him to pick up that option because it was for, I believe, $16 million, and he's yet to pitch. And you never know exactly what a guy is going to be when he comes back from the Tommy John surgery right away. And maybe they'd have been on the hook. I believe it would have been the second biggest salary on the hook for next year behind Jose Ramirez. Second biggest salary for a guy who you didn't know what you're going to get out of. And Anthony thought that it behooved them, in their minds, to move him before you became on the hook for that. Different perspective on that, Andy. And I understand it. They also picked up a guy in Stephen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Who immediately moves into the number 7 spot on the top 30 prospects of the Guardians on MLB.com's list. And I thought that was really interesting. And not just number 7 spot, he's now listed as the number 1 pitching prospect in the Guardians organization. Interesting.
All right, I like that. Now, he went to Arizona, right, to rehab. Is that what I was just hearing that this morning. That's what I heard. They want to make sure that he's good to go when he's out there. He's had a really good year.
He got called up to Double A, made one start with New Hampshire in the Eastern League, which is the same league that the Akron Rubber Ducks play in. And so when he's good to go, the assumption would be that he goes to Akron.
Okay.
And then, you know, Andy, as we all know, once you get to Double A, it's a real easy phone call to the majors. I mean, you see guys make the jump from Double A to the majors. Usually this organization will send a guy to finishing school in Triple A at least for a couple of weeks.
Sure.
You know, and give them a little exposure there before they bring him up. But, you know, you can bring guys up from Double A. That does happen. And so,
especially when it's closer than Triple A.
And think about, you know, what this means for next year. I would think that Cal Stephen would be under consideration, depending on how he finishes this season, to be in this rotation maybe as soon as next year. And you see young guys coming up. You know, I'm just going to throw out a name, but I'm not comparing him to this guy. Paul Skeens quickly makes his way to the major leagues.
Yeah.
You know, Mizrowski in Milwaukee quickly makes his way to the major leagues. Chase Burns in Cincinnati. Drafted last year in the majors now. I mean, that happens with college pitchers especially. And Stephen was a college pitcher. I don't mind the fact, folks, that the Guardians didn't sell off. In fact, good. I also don't mind that they didn't go all in, because I don't think this team is built for a deep playoff run right now. And I don't think some minor additions for future prospects was the way to go.
I also think that there's also a level of trust that when those guys walk back in and when,
Roman, hang on.
You know, when they go into the clubhouse, when your manager walks in there, there's a level of trust when you walk in there tonight and say, okay, we're back out on the field, and the front office could have easily messed this whole thing up, and because these guys seem like they're pretty tight. So I mean, he walks in there, and he's like, front office believes in you. Now you've got to prove it. So let's see what happens.
Roman in Canton, called 216-474-0092. Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
Hey.
We're all right. What do you think about what did and didn't happen?
I honestly love it. I think what it says the most is that they believe in the prospects and the team that they have, and they didn't. Like you said, they didn't blow it up, but they also didn't go all in thinking that they needed this much extra to make a run this year. And I think that also tells a lot what you know, Vogt has control.
Oh, we lose him?
Roman, we lost you somehow. We didn't touch you. Oh, there you are. Go ahead. Go. Last we heard was you said Vogt lost control.
No. Vogt has control of the locker room. And he has, you know, he has a voice in there saying, hey, these guys can do it. These guys, let's give them some more time. He's only in his second year, and we have a decently young team. So I have no problems with how everything played out yesterday. Unfortunate for Bieber, and, you know, we wish that we could have got more out of him. But, no, I think this is promising for the future.
All right, Roman, thank you very much. See, I think so too, Andy. The one, and we're going to get into this in a minute. The one thing that concerns me a little bit, I look at the future and I wonder if it's any brighter than what it is right now. Because I don't see a whole lot of help coming for the offense next year from within. Doesn't mean you can't get help for the offense, but I don't know that it's coming from within. We're going to get into that in a second. The fact that Shane Bieber came back rehabbed here, you basically paid him $7 million, whatever it is, for what you had to pay him to rehab here, and paid that to get a young pitcher who's one of the, as Jeff Passan of ESPN called him yesterday, pop-up breakout prospects of 2025, because this is the first year of pro ball for Cal Steven. Now, does that mean he's going to, you know, become big-time prospect? You never know. The name Adam Miller was dropped on the show yesterday by someone who called. And if you remember, Adam was the number one pitching prospect in the organization for a couple of years, and then had blisters on his right hand, on his fingers, and never materialized at the major league level because of it. So it doesn't take much. But you gave up a guy who hadn't pitched for you this year, might not have been here next year by either his choice or the team's, you know, because the team obviously traded him.
Oh, there's a financial part of that too with him. So
yeah. And maybe you get, maybe you end up getting a guy who can become a Shane Bieber type pitcher for you moving forward. It certainly profiles the same way coming out of college, because Shane threw in the low 90s and, you know, could spin it. And that's the same thing with Cal Steven.
I just want to see how they react to this, because if I'm in that clubhouse, I'm feeling pretty good about the fact that, you know, the front office brought these men together. They have the opportunity to continue to grow. They haven't taken that away from them. Yeah, there's one relief pitcher that got traded, but it wasn't somebody that I just don't know if the impact's the same as it's not the same as taking Kwan out of the lineup. You got somebody who's hitting that well in the bigs, that's contributing every day, that is a key piece, and you decided to hang on to him. I know we laugh every year, Jeff, at that notion of, you know, sometimes not making a trade is the best trade that you can do. Psychologically, I think for the fan base, that was the best thing they could do yesterday. Because if Kwan would have been gone, it would have gone against all of their, a lot of their core principles of being able to have guys under control and being able to have them play for you for multiple years on a team-friendly contract. And if they would have walked away from that yesterday, it would have left everyone scratching their head going, now, wait a minute, you said you were this, but that didn't look like that.
What do you think, Guardians fans? 216-474-0092. Basically stood pat and said, go for it, guys. That's what they're going to try to do starting tonight. And what's this look like moving forward after no moves of significance for this year's team at the deadline? What's it look like moving forward? I bleak's not the word I'm going to use, but I'm wondering where the help's going to come from. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.